Assalamu alaikum to all of you, dear mu'mineen, mu'minat. Welcome to Reach the Peak, your weekly dose of Nahjul Balagha. In this hikmah, hikmah 18 of Nahjul Balagha, Amir al-Mu'mineen, peace be upon him, said, أَقِيلُوا ذَوَى الْمُرُوَآتِ أَثَرَاتِهِمْ فَمَا يَعْثُرُ مِنْهُمْ عَاثِرٌ إِلَّا وَيَدُ اللَّهِ بِيَدِهِ يَرْفَعُهُ. Forgive the shortcomings of people of virtue and honor, because when they fall into error, Allah raises them up. As we will cover later in this session, Murawwa, it is an attribute of a mu'min. Therefore, in this hikmah, Amir al-Mu'mineen alayhi salam refers to a very important attitude that every mu'min must perform towards other mu'mineen, and that is forgiveness. On the other hand, we have to understand that everyone will make mistakes once in a while because of trials and tribulation which Allah Azza wa Jalla sends their way for educational purposes. There are only a few who are ma'soom and will not commit any mistakes, and those are the representatives of Allah Azza wa Jalla on earth. But other than that, we have to understand that we all have shortcomings and we make mistakes here and there. Therefore, the Imam advises us to forgive the shortcomings and mistakes of one who is a person of virtue and honor, who is considered a mu'min brother or sister. And of course, we have partially covered this very important subject of forgiveness in our 30th session discussing the 10th hikmah. There is great emphasis on forgiveness in the school of Ahlul Bayt alayhimus salam, and its role in creating unity and brotherhood among the followers and supporters of truth is very clear and obvious. And the importance of unity is well known to all, especially when it comes to confronting enemies in the battlefield. However, there is also another point that Imam Ali alayhi salam is referring to in this hikmah, and that is فَمَا يَعْثُرُ مِنْهُمْ عَاثِرٌ إِلَّا وَيَدُ اللَّهِ بِيَدِهِ يَرْفَعُ. If you be among the people of virtue and honor, Allah Azza wa Jalla will help you and will take your hand and help you make up for your mistakes. That is a very curious and important attribute of these people. So it is worth to sing what exactly is Murawwa, which we have translated as virtue and honor. Research into the exact meaning of Murawwa will show us that this attribute contains a package of virtue within it. For example, the Arabic dictionary Lisan al-Arab describes Murawwa as كمال الرجلية الإنسانية ولك أن تشدد. Murawwa is the perfection of manhood and is being human in its pure form. And by going through the narrations, we see Murawwa has been defined as honor, truthfulness, kindness, righteousness, being proactive and making a pure earning, bravery, being protective of one's belief, patience during struggles and trials, and more. For example, it is narrated from Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, مَنْ لَمْ يُحْسِنْ وَسِيَّتُهُ عَنْدَ الْمَوْتِ كَانَ نَقْسًا فِي مُرُوَّتِهِ وَأَغْلِهِ. The one who does not righteously make his will before his death, there is a shortage of reason and murawwa in him. From Imam Kazim alayhi salam, it is narrated, Muhammad ibn Fas said to Imam Kazim alayhi salam, I have heard something about one of my mu'min brothers that displeases me. I asked him about it and he denied it. But the narrators are trustworthy people. Imam Kazim alayhi salam said, O Muhammad, deny the evidence of your ears and eyes about your mu'min brother. And even if 50 people swear about him doing wrong and he himself denies it, you should believe your brother's word and disbelieve theirs. And beware of publishing any news about him which makes him look bad or lose his murawwa, i.e. honor. For if you commit such an act, you will be among those about whom Allah Azza wa Jalla said, إِنَّ الَّذِينَ يُحِبُّونَ أَن تَشِيعَ الْفَاحِشَةِ فِي الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا لَهُمْ عَذَابٌ أَلِيمٌ. Indeed, those who like that immorality should be spread among those who have believed will have a painful punishment in this world and the hereafter. It is narrated also from Imam Sadiq alayhi salam that one day Salman al-Muhammadi was in a mosque where he was asked about his identity and his father and his ancestor, and he answered, Ana Salman ibn Abdullah kuntu dhalan fa'adani Allah azza wa jalla bi Muhammadin salawatullah alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. I am Salman, son of a servant of Allah. I was misguided, and Allah Azza wa Jalla guided me by Muhammad, peace be upon him and his family. And I was poor, and Allah Azza wa Jalla made me rich by Muhammad, peace be upon him and his family. I was a slave, and Allah Azza wa Jalla freed me by Muhammad, peace be upon him and his family. These are my origins and my ancestry. Then Imam Sadiq alayhi salam says, the Prophet, peace be upon him and his family, entered the mosque. And Salman related to the Prophet, peace be upon his family, the answers that he had given. And Prophet said, Ya ma'shara Quraysh, in hasaba al-rajul dinuhu wa murawatihu khuluquh. O the people of Quraysh, indeed one's identity is his religion, and his murawa is his behavior and ethics. And then the Prophet recited the verse 11 of Surah Hujurat. A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. Inna khalaqnakum min dhakarin wa untha wa ja'alnakum shu'uban wa qaba'ila lita'arafu. Inna akramakum 'indallahi atqakum. We have created you from a male and a female and made you into nations and tribes that you might know one another. The noblest of you before Allah is the most righteous of you. And then the Prophet returned to Salman and said, لَيْسَ لِأَحَدٍ مِّنْ هَؤُلَاءِ عَلَيْكَ فَضْلٌ إِلَّا بِتَقْوَى اللَّهِ عَزَّ وَجَلٌ وَإِنْ كَانَتْ تَقْوَى لَكَ عَلَيْهِمْ فَأَنْتَ أَفْضَلٌ. No one among them is better than you, Salman, except the one who is more pious and fearful of Allah عز وجل. And if you are the most pious among them, you are better than them. In another narration, Imam Sadiq alayhi salam refers to Murawwa as someone's honor, where he says, whoever says something against a mu'min brother, intending to reveal his shortcomings and dishonor, أَخْرَجَهُ اللَّهُ مِنْ وِلَايَتِهِ إِلَىٰ وِلَايَةِ الشَّيْطَانِ فَلَا يَقْبَلُهُ الشَّيْطَانِ. Allah Azza wa Jalla will remove him from his guardianship and send him to shaitans. However, in this case, shaitan also will not accept him. And it is also narrated from Imam Hassan alayhi salam, Al-Muruwatu fi shay'ain. Al-Muruwa is within two characteristics. One is to distance oneself from any cause of disgrace. Second is to habituate oneself to things that cause honor and beauty. In another interesting narration, Imam Sadiq alayhi salam describes Muruwa as the measures of the sustenance which Allah Azza wa Jalla gives to someone, where he alayhi salam says, وَالَّذِي بَعَثَ جَدِّي صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهُ وَآلِهِ وَسَلَّمْ بِالْحَقِّ النَّبِيَّ. By the one who righteously appointed my grandfather Muhammad, peace be upon him and his family, as his prophet. That Allah Azza wa Jalla measures sustenance depending on one's muruwa, and will send help and support in accordance with one's needs and expenses, and will give patience in accordance with the severity of calamities and struggles. As you can see, this attribute includes a number of virtues which are very important for a mu'min to acquire, to the point that it is narrated from Imam Kazim alayhi salam said to Hisham, Ya Hisham, لا دين لمن لا مروة له ولا مروة لمن لا عقل له. O Hisham, the one who does not acquire muruwa does not have faith, and also the one who does not have aql or reason does not have muruwa. The greatest people are those who do not see any value in dunya for itself. Indeed, there is nothing worth your bodies except for paradise, so do not sell yourselves to other than paradise. Now, how we can acquire and perfect this attribute? Imam Sadiq alayhi salam teaches us in a beautiful narration where he explained to Ammar ibn Musa, Ya Ammar, O Ammar, If you want to protect the blessings given to you and perfect your marova, purify your earning and do not get involved with those who are the slaves of worldly adornment and have debased personalities, because whatever you entrust them with, they will betray you. And if they come to you with news, it will be a lie. And if you face misery, they will leave you alone. And if they give you promises, they will not fulfill them. Also, it is narrated from Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, there are three things that whoever has them, his murawwa is complete: studying the religion in depth, moderation in lifestyle, patience in struggles and trials. In conclusion, we could say that it's important to consider this attribute, because whoever acquires it, not only Allah Azza wa Jalla will help him to recover from his shortcomings and mistakes, but also improvement of this attribute will increase one's sustenance. And finally, Imam Ali alayhi salam was asked about the meaning of this attribute, and he referred to the verse 90 of Surah Nahl, where Allah Azza wa Jalla says, "A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. Inna Allah ya'muru bil adli wal ihsan." Allah orders justice and good deeds. And this was your weekly dose of Nahjul Balagha. So reach the peak wherever you are.